Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Read from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 6th chapter, text 46. Pradhanyato
Pradhanyato
Yan
Yan
Vishan
Vishan
Amananti
Amananti
Lila Avatara
Lila Avatara
Purushasya
Purushasya
Gumna
Gumna
Apiyata
Apiyata
Karna
Karna
Karshaya
Karshaya
Shoshan
Shoshan
Pramishe,
Pramishe,
Ta,
Ta,
Iman,
Iman,
Supesha,
Supesha,
Tanyato Yandrisha Amananti,
Tanyato Yandrisha Amananti,
Tanyato Yandrisha Amananti,
Tanyato Yandrisha Amananti,
Lilavataram Purushasya Pugna.
Yeah.
Jan,
Jan,
Aldos,
Aldos,
Vishe,
Vishe,
O Narada,
O Narada,
Amananti,
Amananti,
Rashik,
Rashik,
Lila,
Lila,
pastimes,
pastimes,
Avataram,
Avataram,
incarnations,
incarnations,
Purushasya,
Purushasya,
of the personality of Godhead,
of the personality of Godhead,
Umna,
Umna,
the Supreme, Abhiyatam, in order to be relished by you,
in order to be relished by you,
Karna,
Karna,
ears,
ears,
Kashaya,
Kashaya,
full matter,
full matter,
Shosham,
Shosham,
that which evaporates. Anukramishye.
Anukramishye.
Shall state one after another.
Shall state one after
another. Means I will narrate it one after another. Te.
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 Iman.
Iman. As they are in my heart.
As they are in my heart.
Supesham.
Supesham.
All pleasing to hear.
All pleasing to hear.
Understandable? Loud enough? How is it, the translation? So these words are spoken by Brahma to Narada. O Narada, now I shall state one after another the transcendental incarnations or avatars of the Lord, known as Lila avatars. Hearing of their activities counteracts all full matters accumulated in the ear. These pastimes are pleasing to hear and are to be relished. Therefore, they are in my heart. As it was said in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.8, one cannot be fully satisfied by hearing unless and until one is given a chance to hear of the transcendental activities of the Lord. So Brahmaji is also trying in this verse to stress the importance of narrating the transcendental pastimes of the Lord as he comes and manifests himself here on the surface of the material planets. Every living entity has a tendency to hear pleasing messages. And as such, almost every one of us is inclined to hear news and talks broadcast by the radio stations. But the difficulty is that no one is satisfied at heart by hearing all those messages. The cause of such dissatisfaction is the incompatibility of the message with the innermost stratum of the living soul. This transcendental literature is especially prepared by Srila Vyasadeva to give the utmost satisfaction to the people in general by narration of the activities of the Lord as instructed by Sri Narad Muni to Srila Vyasadeva. Such activities of the Lord are principally of two varieties. One concerns the mundane manifestation of the material creative force, and the other deals with his pastimes in the form of different incarnations in terms of the time and place. There are innumerable incarnations of the Lord, like the waves of the river flowing constantly in and out. Less intelligent persons take more interest in the creative forces of the Lord in the material world, and being disconnected from their relationship with the Lord, they put forward many theories of the creation in the name of scientific research. The devotees of the Lord, however, know well how the creative forces work concurrently by the action and reaction of the material energy of the Lord. Therefore, they take more interest in the transcendental activities of the Lord as he incarnates himself on the surface of the material world. Srimad Bhagavatam is the history of such activities of the Lord, and people will take interest in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam clear their hearts of accumulated mundane guilt. That housing. And there are 1,001 rash and 1 rash liturgies on the market. But one who has taken interest in the Srimad Bhagavatam loses all interest in such guilty liturgies. Sri Brahmaji, with thus attempting to narrate the principal incarnations of the Lord, so they may be drunk by Narada as transcendental nectar. Thus enter Bhaktivedanta the purports of the second canto, 6th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Purusha Shukta Confirmed. Pratamyato yam isha amananti lilavataram purushasya pumnaha apiyatam karna kashatoshan anukramishe ta iman supeshan. O Narada, now shall state one after another the transcendental incarnations of the Lord, known as lilavatars. Hearing of their activities counteracts all full matters accumulated in the ear. These pastimes are pleasing to hear and are to be relished. Therefore, they are in my heart. Om Agyati Maramyasya Agyanam Chanan Samadhyam Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasma Shikar Vena Maha Sichatani Manobhistam Stavitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sahabhyam. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Mancha Kalpa Trubhya Sa Kripa Sindhu Beva Cha Atitanam Pavanevya Vaishnavevya Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Last year, I think I was also the first in the place, because we are the first ones who arrived, right? Maharaj.
It's a tradition.
It's became a tradition. So, and I'm happy to be see all of you, and maybe some more will come during the weeks, during the week, hopefully not in the end. So, also, very happy. It's a very nice opportunity always to come together once in a year at least. Sattva Sangha Vaishnava Association to inspire each other about what we have to do or what actually makes us happy. And we all want to be happy and satisfied. We want to have a nice engagement. Like that. So Krishna consciousness movement is this opportunity started by Srila Prabhupada, by following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, his Guru Maharaj and the six Goswamis of Vrindavan and Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva members, to inaugurate or to introduce this process of Krishna Katha to the whole world. In India, Krishna Katha is still popular today. Thousands of people participate in Krishna Katha or Bhagavad Katha or taking part in various Krishna Lila Mandali, pastimes of Krishna Leela performed. It's very popular. So many thousands of people come. There's always bhajans and kirtans and glorification of Radha Krishna and their pastimes. So this is always a happy event when I can hear Bhagavad Katha. Actually, Srila Prabhupada, he came to the West to bring us this Bhagavad Katha. He mentioned in the beginning, Tatva Visar Gurchanataka Vimplaho, Yasmin Pratishloka Abhadavat Yapi, Namamanantasya Yashom Kintanivat, Srinvante Geal Nikrinanti, Yatsadava. So he mentioned that this Bhagavad, it is actually a verse quoted by or given in the instruction of Narada to Sri Vyasadeva. Because Vyasadeva was unsatisfied because of his work. He did a big work, writing Mahabharata, 100,000 slokas, compiling it. He didn't draw down it in himself. He had a secretary, Ganesh, who did his work, and he also compiled the Puranas, 18 in number, Mahapuranas, and in the end he also wrote the Siddhanta of all Vedas, four Vedas, but he divided into four, originally one Veda, he divided into four. For the understanding of the people in the coming age of Kali Yuga. So, he gave an explanation to the Vedic Upanishads and the Vedas, Rig Sama Yajur Atharva, in form of Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutras, explaining the purpose of Veda, Siddhanta, Vedanta. Anta means the ultimate conclusion of Veda. But still he was not satisfied, he was not happy, he was a little depressed, like we also sometimes feel depressed. Something maybe we missed to do in this day, maybe we didn't chant our rounds, or we are put it on the side, or only some of them, but we didn't read that what we should read. But we read something else, what we should not read, that is not actually making us happy. Even in the mind, we are concocting sometimes literatures, something similar to Srimad Bhagavatam, similar to the Vedas, and to the Puranas, or to the Bhagavad Gita. Even sometimes devotees, they have an excuse, it makes everything more clear. Brings us more in the goodness and contact with good people, not always with rowdy people like the devotees. And they also accordingly associate with not Vaishnava. And considering them also like Vaishnavas. Actually, this is considered the fourth of anatta. Mistaking the truth as reality. That means we are accepting false truths as truth and the real truth relative. That means we don't understand what is the purpose of bhakti, about what is Vishnu, what is Krishna, what are the energies, what is the creation, what is our position, what is our relationship. All this, they're confusing. This is called Tattva Brahma. Tattva, mistaking, confusion about the Tattva. And to actually understand Tattva is very important. Because if we don't know understand the truth, then how we can be inspired to follow the path actually recommended by the previous acharyas. And also recommended by the Lord Himself. So the path is not concocted, it is given down, it is handed down, it's coming, Avara, coming to us. It is not something empirical, or appearing in some sage's mind. Silivyasadeva is not an ordinary sage. He's Krishna Dvaipaya, Vyasadeva. He's Krishna himself, who is coming as the Vyasadeva. Vedavyas, to compile the Vedic literatures. And he's a Leela avatar also. Like in Bhagavatam, 22 Leela avatars are described in the Sutta Goswami in the first canto to the sages of Naimisharanya. And in the second canto, in the seventh chapter now, Brahma now to Narada narrates the Leela avatars, 25 in number. 25 Leela avatars. He didn't mention Narada because he spoke to Narada personally, but Narada is also a Leela avatar in the category of Leela avatars because he, with the Kumaras, are specially meant to broadcast the knowledge of Bhakti. And especially the pure devotional service of Bhakti is given to Narada to broadcast all over the world. And there are some other avatars, like the Manvantars, who in the first list are not mentioned by Sutta Goswami, but in the second list of the 25, the Manvantars are there. So avatara in general means the Lord who is coming down to us, to give us that what we have forgotten. So he's coming, he's not falling. So he comes to introduce the Vedic process, the process of Dharma. He comes to protect the Dharma and those who follow the Dharma. And he removes by this process of coming down as an avatar the obstacles on the path to follow Dharma. He doesn't come to clean the world if Dharma is not there. There's no necessity to come because then it's automatically action-reaction karma that will take care. Sometimes goodness is predominant, sometimes rajas, sometimes tamas. So they're always struggling with each other about the predominance. Sometimes sattva overpowers the other gunas, and sometimes the tama overpowers goodness. And accordingly, certain species of life, or how say, consciousness or mentalities, in these moods become strong. So in the Kali Yuga, it's a dark age, mostly predominated by passion and ignorance, tamas and rajas. So goodness is not very much appreciated by people who have mentality of passion and ignorance, tamas and rajas. But still, it is the age who is glorified by Shukadev Goswami as the most auspicious. It's very interesting. Although in every age there's different processes, Satya, Treta, Dvapara. In the Kali Yuga there's only one process, Sankhita. That means the congregational or the very deep absorption in the chanting of the Holy Name, in the association of similar-minded or like-minded personalities who then become known as devotees or Vaishnavas. So by this process, the Vaishnava is manifested in us. Although we have very low nature by birth, Kirata, Anantra, Pulinda, Kirkaja, Shumbha, Yavana, Kasha, Agaya, There's all kinds of mentalities. It's not just races of nationalities. It's this mentality, yavana, shumba, yavana, kasha. They can be in certain geographical regions, but there are also mentalities. Yavana mentality. Or Mlecha mentality. Like that. This is no consciousness of tamaguna and rajaguna. But even they, if they associate with the bodhis, with the pure devotees, who have taste in chanting holy name and in taste in Bhagavatam, they can become purified. Such is the power of the Supreme Lord. Because the Supreme Lord is always pure, he's never impure. Even though he comes in contact with material nature, as the Purusha, as the Paramatma, as the Creator, as an avatar, as an incarnation, or sometimes also coming as a devotee, an acharya, they're not touched by this material nature, they're always param, transcendental, in Vishuddha Sattva. Shiva, he tells in the Bhagavatam in the fourth canto, Sattva Vishuddham Vasudeva Shaptitam. The stage where God or the Lord is revealed and understood is called Vishuddha Sattva or Vasudeva Sattva. It's not understood by Tama, Rajas and even goodness in Sattva. Therefore, as long as we only reading literatures in the modes of material nature, the soul will not be happy, because the soul nature is also actually from the same nature as the Lord. It belongs to the spiritual energy, to the chicha. So we are conscious, we are not inert. The Lord has three energies. Chit-shakti, para-shakti, and apara-shakti. Material maya, illusory energy, is inert, it's unconscious. The para, the living entity, who belongs also to the chit-shakti of the Lord, he becomes in contact with the para-shakti of the Lord, that means by service. Sevamukhi jivado svayameva sparatyana. Then our senses become purified. And with purified senses, the Lord is revealed. But now how to purify? There's no internal cleaner, some soap or some magic, extra sense, nothing is possible. No literature, no process in this material world with a manifestation of the modes of material nature can purify the innermost heart. Therefore, the Bhagavatam recommends Nasta Aparishu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. By regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of the devotees, the Bhagavata devotees, then the impurities will become practically washed away to nil, almost to nil. Some aparapta karma may still stay, aparapta karma. Parapta will completely purify. But parapta karma still, maybe some part will stay. Why? Because if parapta karma is also destroyed, we are also destroyed. The body is destroyed. We cannot exist. And for a certain material nature, we still have to accept. For what? Not for sense gratification. Asatu manye yata atmanoyan yasana apiklesha da asadeha vishaladev says, we shall not use our body for sense gratification, knowing very well that this kind of sense gratification leads us to further bodies in this material world and makes us entangled again and again and again in this material creation, taking part in some species of life. For 8,400,000, we have choice. We have to take part. So we cannot come out of this material creation by a material endeavor. We have to take the medicine as prescribed by the higher authority. The Mahajanayana Katasa Panta. So what is this medicine? It is hearing and chanting about Krishna. And so in this way, the Prarabdha and Aparabdha practically become completely purified. Prarabdha still stays so that we can do seva. Especially as devotees, we have still also a material body, we feel it sometimes. It makes has symptoms of old age, some things that could be a disturbance in our devotional service. Also certain kind of a mentality that we have since beginning of life or even from previous lives, but maybe also doesn't make it easy to practice Bhakti Yoga. But still, despite the bodily karma we have, the devotee carries on with the devotional service, drinking regularly the medicine. Avaushata chrotriya manobhiramat kautama shloka gunanubada pumabhira cheta vinapashubhyat nevrita tasaya upagiya manas. This Parikshit Maharaj, he concludes in the 10th canto in the beginning. He's very inspired. He's very convinced. He understood. Oh, Shukadev Goswami, his katha, his narration of Srimad Bhagavatam is very sweet and became more and more sweet. And Shukadev Goswami is he was completely absorbed in rasa, rasika, relishing the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he heard, because he heard it from his father, Srinivasadev, who had complete realization of the Absolute Truth. He saw Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, the Paramapurusha. He saw the material energy. He saw the living entities. And he realized the Lord is not touched by the material energy because he stays behind his back. But the living entities, they're all completely covered by the shadow of Maya, of the illusory energy. So he felt compassion, and from this compassion he ultimately, under inspiration of Narad Muni, wrote down the Srimad Bhagavatam. He had already some notes of the Bhagavatam that's stated by Jiva Goswami in Tattva Sandhava. He had some notes already, some preliminary notes of Bhagavatam, not 18,000 slokas, but he had some script of it. But ultimately, when he met Narad Muni, who inspired him to write Srimad Bhagavatam, and he meditated accordingly, he got this complete inspiration and empowerment, the Shakti of the Lord, Krishna Shakti. Because without becoming inspired by the Lord, even the incarnation shows, we cannot do anything. Even the avatar, the expiatory master, even he shows by his example how the Lord's empowerment is so important. Therefore, no incarnation claims I'm an avatar, I'm God myself. on the earth. Ever the nowadays avatars who are produced in India all the time, since long time, and even today, this cannot be taken seriously. Because the avatar comes with a powerful mission to create a change in the people's heart. Tatvag visago, chanataga, viplavo. Viplavo means a revolution, a change. A change in our heart. The revolution is not political this time. It's not on that level. It is internal revolution. Internal change is needed. And if the internal change is taking place, you can, from your karma or previous life, this life, before you became devotee or aspirant, you maybe did so many things. But as soon we take up this process and surrender, give our ears the attention of hearing about Krishna from the bona fide sources, from the Bhagavata, then the chant, the nectar will come to our heart. Our heart is described by Kavi Karnapur, great Vaishnava poet, as a yakya pond, yakya stala. Here, the ear is the channel. The ears are the channel to pour the ghee, the nectar of Krishna Katha, the rasayana, rasa amrita, to pour it through the ears, through the yajna pant. And what will appear? By hearing, chanting, Srinivatam Svakatha, Krishna Punya, Shravana Kirtana, the heart become purified. A fire will become manifest. Don't be afraid of this fire. Very healthy. Because we all need fire. Not the fire of samsara, the cycle of birth and death, but the fire of bhakti. The bhakti fire. And when the bhakti fire is starting to burn, then the real energy becomes manifested in our body. And that will rejuvenate even the old fellows. There's no age for bhakti. You cannot say, old age people, you're useless. Only we young people, we are useful. No. As long as we are young, we are really in illusion. If I think we are old, we are in illusion. Whatever we think in the bodily concept of life is an illusion. And if we think bhakti is only for one country, not for another country, that's also an illusion. That's what Krishna says to his relatives at Kurukshetra. What is the verse? South Bauma Ichadi verse. Yasat, thank you, Maharaj. Yasat Mabudhi, Kuna Petri Tadukhe. Yadi Kalatra Adishu, Bauma Ichadi. So, Yatirta Buddhi, Salilena Karichit, Chaneshu, Abhidya. Sahira Gokara, anyway. Sahira Gokara. Yatirta Buddhi, Salilena Karichit, Chaneshu, Abhidyeshu, Sahira Gokara. So, that means. Krishna is telling this verse to the Yadus in Kurukshetra because many sadhus came there. Saintly personalities. They went there solar eclipse time to do some pious activity, some pious karma, punya karma, giving donations, worshipping the demigods, and doing some good work for purification, to counteract solar eclipse. But Krishna told his relatives, don't come to the holy place just to do some kind of a ritual to purify yourself, to take a bath in the holy river, lake, pond, or kund. No. That's not a role in the dust, in the holy land. No, you should use the opportunity to associate with the devotees who reside in the holy place. And serve them, please them, satisfy them. Otherwise, if we only use our body, who's made of three dhatu, kapha, pitta, vata, and we consider this body offsprings or related personalities are mine, I am mine, and also who consider the material world or the place where I took birth, my fatherland or motherland, as worshipable, or my religion of my country as worshipable, and only visiting a holy place for the sake of bathing or purifying yourself by this process of bathing is actually a mentality of cow and ass, actually more ass. Go kara. Go and kara. Means kara means the ass. Cow is still in the mode of goodness. Ass is a mode of ignorance. So it's in verse position. And the cow is worshipable. So it's actually more ass. Ass mentality. So we have to try to follow this mood or instruction given by the Lord and also by His representatives, to follow this process in drinking this nectar, because that will give the change in the heart. And if we don't use it, as Parikshit Maharaj says, then we are actually committing suicide. We are suiciders. Because we are not using the good opportunity to, I'll say, absorb our mind in this Krishna Katha. There's one very nice verse I wanted to quote to you. If I find it, from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Beautiful verse explaining this process. Krishna kirtana gana nartana kala pato chani prachita sat bhakta valiham sachakra madupa shreni viharaspadam kana nanti kala dvanirvahatu me jiva maru prangane sri chaitanya dayani te tabalasa lila sudasvatuni. Oh my merciful Lord Chaitanya, may the nectarian Ganga waters of your transcendental activities flow on the surface of my desert-like tongue. Beautifying these waters are the lotus flowers of singing and loud chanting of Krishna's holy name, which are the pleasure abodes of unalloyed devotees. These devotees are compared to swans, ducks, and bees. The river's flowing produces a melodious sound that gladdens their ears. It's from Adi Lila, second or third chapter, verse 1, verse 2. from hell, but I remember this from that. So this really the nectar, Lord Chaitanya and Krishna and Vaishnavas, this line gave us this opportunity to drink this nectar and to swim in this river or lake of Krishna Katha. That's ultimately the purpose why we come together, why we're meeting and making endeavor, and why we also go on pilgrimage or visiting a temple. To associate with devotees, to hear chant about Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj was very eager to hear about it. He became more and more fired up because he had 7 days. So he wanted to use these 7 days for this purpose. But interestingly, Sukadev Goswami made it very, very difficult to come to the nectar from the external point of view, because everyone thought, also the sages of Naimisharanya Vendavil, so when he finally will speak Shukadev, when he finally speak about Krishna, and he finally will speak about the Lilavatars, these we want to hear. But he speaks about the creation, Shukadev Goswami about 3-4 times in the first second canto, three explanations of chapters are only about creation, sub-creation, Purusha Shukta, explanation of the Purusha Shukta verses. Then again in the end of the 10th chapter, again an explanation of universal form. So the sages are, when he will finally speak about Leela, about Krishna Leela, because we hear that he is Shukadev, that he was Rasika, but he only speaks about the material creation and the Purushas. But he made this purposefully, because many of the present audience were not ready to hear about Leela. And they wanted to hear a Vedic statement. So therefore, first Shukadev Goswami gave an explanation of creation, two different yoga paths, to lead to mukti, to liberation, to satisfy this kind of audience, and also those who are neophytes. But then ultimately Shukadev Goswami says to Maharaj Parikshit, these two paths of yoga are not our path. Our path is bhakti. Pure bhakti. Pure loving devotional service. But still, again, started to speak about creation. Because Maharaj Parikshit, he also asked questions in this direction. Because he wanted to understand the interrelation of the material creation with the transcendence. These are some many times we neglect. We all want to become transcendentalists, but we don't understand the material nature is also Krishna. Idam hi vishvam bhagavam ileitaro. Narada says, the universe is also Bhagavan. Purusha is also Bhagavan. The universal form is also sometimes described, mentioned as Bhagavan. Because they are all expansion of expansion of expansion of Krishna's energy. And they are always transcendental, they are never material. Therefore, as devotees, we have to learn how to understand this material creation as Krishna's energy, not our energy, but the Lord one time he gave, or maybe also not gave, maybe only accidental creation. Or he gave it, but then he left, and then he gave it to us that we can exploit it now, destroy it, and enjoy it for our best of our needs. And with the conclusion in the end, anyway, everything will be finished. Therefore, Shukadev Goswami's first instructions, very important, because if we don't understand that the material creation is also the Lord, and it's the Lord's energy, we understand that the body will go more carefully, we'll see the material energy more carefully and will engage it in Krishna's service. Seva mukha nichi rada svayam eva svaratyana. So that we learn. Srila Prabhupada was best example how he engaged this material world. He saw everything in a relation to Krishna. He understood everything is the manifestation of the Lord. And he was always respectful for everything. And he also demanded that from his devotees, his followers, to be respectful to the material creation and to see it as the Lord's manifestation. And we are not exploiters. We are not impersonalists. We are not karmis, enjoyers. And if you want to just enjoy, exploit. But we learn by this process of Bhagavad Dharma, how to engage this material energy, our body, our mind, our words, our possessions, in the service of the Lord. And that's the way how one becomes purified, the whole existence becomes purified, the real transformation will take place by the influence of the internal Jichakti, because Bhakti is Jichakti. Is spiritual energy. It's Ladini. And it is manifested through the devotees, through the process, through their words. And by connecting, hooking on with this channel, then they really feel happiness. And the very interesting thing is, everything that we like before or what we consider very important, to watch TV, to hear radio, going on the internet, googling around about different things not related with Krishna, all politics, and everything that seemed to be interesting before gradually fades away. And Krishna consciousness becomes more and more prominent. And that's actually the process. That shows how the process works. We can only lose interest in material nature, that means in enjoying the material nature, by the increasement of our Krishna consciousness. And the increasement of Krishna consciousness comes by hearing about Krishna. And then naturally, the taste, what is not related to Krishna will fade away. And the more we lose interest in mundane subjects, then the more Krishna will take over, become manifested, and will take over our whole existence and life. And if each and every one feels that from inside this change, is also externally becomes manifested in your association, in your activities. So, I'm going to take time now and stop here because these lectures I will give this time will be about this avatar katha. It's one of the 10 subjects of Bhagavatam. It's Isha Anu Katha, the 7th subject. It's about this nectarian Kata, narrations about Krishna, Balaram, and their incarnations. That's it. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Antarang Sima Bhavatam Ki Chai. We have still some time, maybe one question or so. A comment, Maharaj. Three. I will take you maybe another time. Deva.
You have mentioned one line that all these avatars, they don't claim that they are avatars. If you remember,
because they are, therefore they don't have to claim.
Oh, they don't have to claim. Okay.
They don't have to declare themselves and put a rubber stamp on their head. It's obvious by their activities.
Okay, now I understand. Because Krishna is saying every here and there in Bhagavad Gita, I am the Supreme Personality, I am the source of everything in India. So he is claiming that he is. He is not like, I don't know. And other avatars.
Sorry, can I? Because Krishna told about that, because he's not an avatar. He's Krishna himself, the origin of all avatars. And so this has to be established. Although sometimes Krishna speaks in different moods, you know. Sometimes he speaks as Vasudev, as Krishna. Sometimes he speaks as a Purusha or as a Super Soul. So he has different moods, you know, he presents in his Gita. It has to be established that he is God. Because he is. Notice they claim I'm an avatar, but they are not. That's cheating. Krishna was not cheating. And he didn't reveal this to anyone, you know? Not just to somebody. He told this to Arjuna. Because he was non-envious. And he was his devotee, his friend. Maybe something that is very important to understand with Arjuna is his Sakha, his friend with Krishna, outside of Vrindavan. And as such, you know, he's in the mood of Aishwarya and sweetness. So it's a mixture. Sometimes he sees Krishna with four hands, sometimes with two hands. Therefore, he could see Krishna as God, but also as his friend. But when Arjuna saw Krishna as God, no, he was shocked. His friendship, relationship with Krishna became disturbed. Like Yashoda, when Yashoda was looking in Krishna's mouth and saw universal form there, she became also bewildered. This is my son. So her Vatsalya became disturbed. Therefore, this is only a manifestation of yoga maya, temporary. Because the Lord does not disturb the relationship of his devotees. Not the external, that he is God, but the internal relationship of Bhava and Prema. Because if Krishna is God, or you see him as God, then you cannot have prema. Because how you can love somebody you are afraid of, or whom you are very respectful? Because in love there is no more respect, there is no more awe and reverence. But that's another subject. Then, yeah.
Thank you.
That's all now?
One little addition. Kapila Dev instructed Devahuti, I think he also, I cannot quote of course, but I think he also said something like, I am God. It's Devahuti, of course.
If you're interested, come to the seminar or to the lecture, then we can discuss it there. And Kapila Dev is coming, so everything we can. There's more detail now, you know. Detail is not so much important in Bhagavatam class. I would say high detail. So, we have to stop now. Maharaj, give a sign. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Prantaraj, Srimad Bhagavatam. Ki Jai. Srimad Prabhupada. Ki.